Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today we celebrate the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council assembled in the city of Nicaea, who established in a dogma that Lord Jesus Christ is true God, the Son of God by nature, and not a created being, as was argued by the Arians, who were heretics. It is an important Sunday for us, or I would rather say a Sunday which, with a very important gospel reading. When I started to read the gospel, we were all in attention, and we're paying attention to the words of Christ given to us in his high priestly prayer to his Father. And just as in sciences, theories are verified and confirmed by experiments, so too the gospel provides us with a similar methodology. Christ spoke in parables and in hypothetical terms, so as not to constrain man's free will in the least, but to show him the direction which will lead him to eternal life, if he follows it voluntarily. So today we hear one of the most important instructions for a spiritual life. If we want to enter eternal life with God, it means that we need to get to know him. For Christ tells us, eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and him whom we have sent, Jesus Christ. Eternal life is not a philosophical or an abstract idea, not something that God has promised man to taste in a distant, uncertain future when he dies. Eternal life is knowledge in the Holy Spirit of the true God and Father of his Son, Jesus Christ. Eternal life is an intimate relationship with God. To be an acquaintance of God does not give us eternal life, even though some may say that they know God and yet they don't pray, or that they know God, but in reality, God does not take the first place in their life. It's not enough just to know God. The intimacy that we have with God should be as air is to lungs. If there is no air, the lungs cannot expand and be filled with life. And if they cannot do that, then we die. The same thing is with our soul. When we fill ourselves with prayer, Bible, or scripture reading, and we try to fast a little bit, many things change in our life. But most importantly, the union with God strengthens. And over time, we get to know God not just as our distant relative, but something that cannot be even described by words or thought by theology. It has to be experienced. Eternal life is faith in Christ and love for his word. Faith is given to us as a gift, and we have free will to accept it or reject it. And if we reject it, then the eternal struggle will await us. But if we accept it, and we create the experiment that every day I will read a little bit from the Bible, from the gospel, so I can deepen my faith and learn about my faith, then the relationship with God strengthens. And we get closer to God. Eternal life is continual invocation of His longed for name. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And St. Paul tells us in the epistle to pray unceasingly. And of course, it's not possible to pray unceasingly out of nowhere. It's like a person who never ran in their life trying to run a marathon. It's impossible. The person would get hurt. There would be many injuries, who would stunt the growth. But let's say we take the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And if we take this prayer and start praying it, maybe for a few weeks we can only do 12 Jesus prayers a day. And maybe a couple months later, that prayer will increase to 100 knots, 100 times remembering Jesus Christ throughout the day. What an achievement it can be. And maybe from 100 to 1,000 or 10,000. There is no limit. And with this growth, we will see also changing ourselves. We will see that prayer becomes the center of our life. And everything else that is not important is starting to decrease. But not just that. The knowledge of God, the true knowledge of God, starts to increase in our life. And we get to recognize who and why He is God so important in our life. This is the ultimate goal, to enter paradise and have life eternal. If we want to grow in our spiritual life, we need to do some kind of experiment. We need to find the right balance between prayer, reading of the scriptures or the fathers of the church, and fasting. And when this balance is found through the help of a priest or a spiritual father, miracles can happen in our life. Eternal life is to know God through our ascetical exercises. Glory to Jesus Christ.